You are all standing here today before Hashem. Rashi says, "Lomen nismuchu parshas atem nitzovim leklolus." Why is parshas nitzovim right near the klolus? Because when Klal Yisrael heard the 100 klolus chaser shtayim, their faces turned mamish green. And they said, who could stand up to these clothes? So his famaishal faisam use mafais them atem nitzov mayim. Harbe hikastam hamakim, you got Hashem angry plenty of times, and he didn't do anything to you. He didn't destroy you. You're still standing before him. Atem nitzov mayim, despite the fact that they were clothes. So you do the shaila. What did Moshe Rabbeinu want to do over here? The tachlis of the clothes is to scare them. And that they shouldn't do aveiros. So what's that? I'm welcome to be mafayis them. That the klolos are not gonna, you know, they're not gonna destroy you. What's the pshat? So there's many truths I'm given to this question. I saw a terrorist brought down in the Sefer Mishulchan Gavaya. He says the following: the Turin Hilchas Rosh Hashanah says min hagay shel olam. And then Mr. Ravelli Lopian really says this yisoid. I saw it brought down from Ravelli Lopian also. Min hagay shel olam. A person that has a din, he puts on black clothing, and he wraps himself in black clothing, he lets his beard grow wild, he doesn't cut his nails, because he doesn't know if he's going to make it through the din. But Klal Yisrael is not like that. They put on their white begodim, and they wrap themselves in begodim, and they take haircuts, and they eat, and they drink in Rosh Hashanah. They know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a nace for them. So the question is, but we know that Rosh Hashanah is a day of din, and there's a pachad over there. You know, the whole ruach of Rosh Hashanah is a day of pachad. So what's the pshat? How does that correlate with what the Torah says over here? So the Alter from Kelms, the Chizadi, the Kodesh Levracha said that there's two different mishpots. There's a mishpot on the klal, on Klal Yisrael, and there's a mishpot on the yachid. Every yachid taka has to be afraid. The yachid is judged separately, beside himself. Then he can't be soy mechan and eis, and he taka has to worry about it. But Klal Yisrael as a whole, as a nation, they can be batuach that an eis is going to be made for them. They're together. They're ba'achdus. They tell each other to be mechad. They mechazik each other. They scream at each other if something is done wrong. So Klal Yisrael as a whole. Klal Yisrael could be batuach, they're going to make it through the mishpat, and as a whole, they talk and get dressed in levanim, and they eat and they drink. But each yachid l'maisa has to be mafachid. It's mixed feelings over here. As a klal or sameach, each yachid has to talk and be afraid. So therefore, if some chazisal says that the eitzah hayyutza is that a person should plug himself into the klal, you do chesed with others, you daven for others, you daven for friends and for neighbors and for kroivim. You make yourself part of the klal, and also try as much as you can to be mezakeh the rabbim and to do chesed for others. That's plugging yourself into the klal, and then the zchus harabim will stand for you. So this is what Moshe Rabbeinu told them over here. Atem nitzavim hayoyim kulchem lefnei Hashem alekeichem. Kozman you're kulchem, kozman you're ba'achdus, kozman you help each other out. There's the Kol Yisrael, our Raven Zebazer, our Sheikhim, Shifteichim, Ziknechim, Sheikrechim, everybody all the way down from the top to the bottom. So then you could be batuach that you're going to have a kiyum and you're not going to get destroyed. And that's the schus that we have coming to the Yom Hadin. If we remain together as a klal, if our states are giving tzedok as a gevaldige schus, and saying a good word to somebody else is a gevaldige schus. Sometimes saying a good word is more valuable than money. Also goes on to say, Vatiru Eshikusei, and you know, you pass through the different lands, Vatiru Eshikusei and Vezgiluleya. You saw their abominations, their miyaskait, and Eitzva Evan, Kesev Ezov Asheri Mohem. And Yeshvach and Isha Yisha might be a man or a woman. His heart turns to serve those idols that are Chikutzim and Gilulim. So Biskarov asked the question, if the Nimshal to Goel, the Nimshal to the vermin, to the most meest is Achim possible, how would anybody have a Havamin of serving them or wanting to go over to them? What's the Pshat? What's the Havamin? Dr. Briskarov, that the Torah is teaching us something over here, that even if you see that something is mias, b'tachlus hamias, but once you see something, it makes a roshim. V'atiru v'shikutseyim v'shgiluleyim, the minute you see it, it makes a roshim. And if it makes a roshim, you never know what goes on inside a person's heart, inside a person's neshama. You find a similar thing, a similar limud, lomanismucha parshas, nozal parshas saita, zangazal, koloroya saita bikilkula, yazar atzmai menayayin. If somebody sees a saita in her kilkul, he should become a nozir. Because wine represents taiva and so on. So also there they ask the question, if you saw the saita bikilkula, that was the biggest Musar Haskell, that in itself should be the motivating force in keeping you away from Aveira. Peretz says, but once you saw it, then it makes a Rosh. And who knows what damage it could cause inside. He said that when he was a little child, he was once walking in the street together with his father, and two shkotzim up ahead were beating each other up. They were actually killing each other. So his father, right away, he covered him up with his coat that he shouldn't see. That the mamash, he said, that epis, a tiny little thing he saw, and he felt it made a roshim on him for the rest of his life. The Rav Ben Kodesh HaKadoshim, you know, one never knows how sight could have an effect on someone. Another pshat I once heard, how could it be Vatiru Shikusem is Giluleyam? The Bemis is on the outside, they look beautiful, they look wonderful, beautiful, shiny statue, the culture of the Greeks, it looks very beautiful on the outside. But the Torah is being made on that, what it really looks like. What is the real thing that it looks like? Things up in Shemayim or things in its spiritual form does not look like the Chitzonius. So to us it might look like big beautiful things that decorate, you know, big beautiful buildings, but the inside of it is mias v'tira shikutsem is giluleim. So the Torah is telling us, don't get carried away with the chutz. In essence, what it is shikutsem v'giluleim. That's something that we have to know. I remember a good friend of mine who was a Rebbe for many years, was a Chaim Berliner. So he once was speaking to Rav Huttner Zatzal. He was asking him different questions on chinuch. This goes back about 40 years ago. So he asked Rav Huttner, you know, every generation has its key points that you have to be mechanechit with. What is the key point to be mechanech today's generation with? So Rav Huttner said, you have to be mechanech leman atobich ha'atonim mikol ha'am. There's such a rotzen to be like the goy today. He says that you have to be mechanech on how special you are and how lowly and meas they are. I believe that 40 years later, that's not even a, who would want to be like, I mean, you see today, in those days, they were dressed in fancy suits, they were dignified, you know, politicians and dignitaries and all the, you know, on the outside they looked very cultured and very civilized with all those things. The inside is shikutseim v'giluleim. Today, it's shikutseim v'giluleim on the outside. Today has a different, you know, today we have to be mechanic of the door to stay away from gashmias and not to get too caught up. That's a different yetzahara. But in those days, college was a big nesayin in those days, major nesayin in those days, you know, and not to be like the guy, but today, it's the shikutseim and the giluleim. It's out in the open. Today you have radio commentators. I heard this. They say, do not send your son to college. You're out of your mind. If you spend $40,000 a year, $50,000 a year to send them into a sewer. That's literally what the goyim say, you know? They don't teach them anything over there. They teach them hashchasa, and they teach them to hate their country. This is what they teach them. Right? So the shikutseim and giluleim is out on the outside, that the most meisah, corrupt, filthy things go on the college campus. You know, no one's pretending, it's you do it to everybody. So it was the shikutseim and giluleim on the inside 40 years ago. Nowadays it's out in the open. So that's the Torah is telling us over here that even if on the outside it looks good, don't fall for it. This is what it is on the inside. When he hears the words of this Shvua, he's going to bench himself in his heart. He's going to calm himself down. He's going to be peace for me. The Rotsa by Kol Ha'olaksuva by Sefer Hazeh. And then the entire Klola will lie on top of it. Now, in the first pasuk, there's two psukim over here. V'ho'ya b'shamay as divrei ha'ola hazayis, divrei ha'ola hazayis. And then it says, v'rafza by kol ha'ola. It doesn't say kol divrei ha'ola. Kol ha'ola aksuva b'sefer hazayis. So, I believe it's the Malbim that's medayik. Why is it in the first pasuk it says, v'ho'ya b'shamay as divrei ha'ola hazayis? When he hears the divrei ha'ola, he's going to calm himself down. For that it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to get angry as Yashan Af Hashem V'Ravtzu by Kol Ha'ola Aksuva Masefer Hazeh. What is the Divrei Ha'ola? And then it says directly Kol Ha'ola. That's a diuk that the Malbim makes. Number two, why would a person say something like that? You know, why would a person have a Hava meaning to calm himself down? The clothes are rather clear. It was Hayriku Pneim Shel Yisrael. So what would cause a person to calm himself down and say, it's not going to affect me? Zok the Malbim and Nifla de Kipshat. It's Yodua in last week's parasha. It says in the Pasik, Gam kol choli v'chol makeh asholei kosev b'sefer ha-Torah hazayis. And every sickness and makeh which is not written in this Sefer Torah, zu Mises Tzadikim. Mises Tzadikim is not written before. It's too terrible to write. So what's the Pshat Zok the Malbim? There's going to come a time where the Averis are going to be so great that the only way to be Mechaper is with Mises Tzadikim. So that's the Pshat over here in the Diyuk. That's why a person would calm himself down. That's the only calming he could do. You know, I'm talking doing Averis. What could help? Yeah, Mises Tzadikim will be Mechaper. That's why it says, V'hoyo b'shomay es divrei ha'olah hazayis. Divrei is the divrei chazal. The dvarim of chazal that come from this quote. He's going to hear this Ma'amar Chazal. Zumis Tzadikim Vizborg Vuvavei Leimah. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Ravtza by Kol Ha'ola Hazayis. The clothes, every clothes is going to be on top of it. If you're going to calm yourself by taking the chesed of Hashem, Hashem says that people's averus are mechuper by Mises Tzadikim, and Hashem does a chesed, and you turn that around, gufa, to do more averus, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really going to be angry. Lo yoyva Hashem Sloyach Loy V'Ravtza by Kol Ha'ola Hazayis. But he's menachem himself on the divrei ha'olah, on the drushes chazal that come from it. Loi v'shamayim hiv loi me'ever la'yomi. Torah is not v'shamayim, it's not me'ever la'yom. Rashi says if it would be v'shamayim, we'd be mechuyiv to put ladders up and go get it. It's not me'ever la'yomi. Yikarav eilecha adorah ma'oid b'ficho u'b'vovcha la'asoyse. It's close in your mouth and in your heart. So I saw a pshat brought down from Agoin Rav Meir Michal Rabinowitz and Sefer Amer La'olam. He says a very nice machshav. He says it's b'derech klal in tzorchei haguf, in the sustenance of the guf. It's a general rule that the more something is necessary to survive, the easier it is to get. The most necessary thing is air, oxygen. A person cannot go for very long without oxygen. Oxygen is everywhere. You know, you don't have to go anywhere to get it. It's mamish there. Next is water. So water is also, it's very shkiach to get. And as it gets less and less and less, it's harder to get. So the Torah is telling us over here that the same way in Gashmias, l'fi l'tzayruch, it's easy to get. L'fi ruchnias, it's like that also. By Torah is the essence of the neshama. This is the life of the neshama. It's the lifeline of the neshama. So, Bemis, to survive, you really have to go up to Shemaim, and you really have to go Me'er L'yam. But because it's so necessary, Ki Korav Eilecha Hadavra Ma'oid, V'Ficho B'Vovcha La'Saisi. That's all you got to do. You know, you have to, it's easy. You pick up a safe, you start learning, and get somebody to teach you. Ki Korav Eilecha Hadavra Ma'oid, V'Ficho B'Vovcha La'Saisi. So, a very nice ma'isa. It's with mitzvahs in general, but it's like that with what we're saying over here as well. The Heilige Chofetz Chaim, it's his yard site, this Sunday. The Heilige Chofetz Chaim, he came home one Erev Shabbos, and it was dark. The candles were lit, but everything else, the electricity was off. There was a power station, a local power station, that turned on the electricity for a few hours a night. And power was off. So Chaim asked, what happened? Why is the power off? He They told him that we forgot to push, you had to push a certain button to connect you to the power station, and they forgot to push the button. Oh, the Chofetz Chaim said, oh, he says, take a look. He says, there are Oiris HaOilam up in Shamayim. What do we have to do to connect ourselves to those Oiris HaOilam? All you gotta do is push a button. You know, put on tefillin, pushing the button. Putting on tzitzis, pushing the button. You know, Liman HaTayr attaches you to the biggest light. Now, you'll say, oh, but it's difficult. It's in comparison to what the neshama gains from Nitzchias, it's not more than pushing a button. That's Kikara Ve'lech Adavra Ma'oid V'ficho V'vocha L'asoysay. It's no more difficult than pushing a button. Let's face it, the Liman HaTayr is not the easy things, you know, you got hard. Over in comparison to what it represents and to what you gain from it, what it does. And that was the Liman HaTayr, you know, there are basics of Liman HaTayr that a person can get easily. There's always availability. Especially today, it's like not shy of the proliferation of ability to get Torah. It's like unbelievable. Parshas Vayelev state, Vayomer Aleihem, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael, Ben Meyo Ve'esrem Shona Anoichi Hayayim, I'm 120 years old today. Lo yuchu lotzes v'lovi. I can't go out and come back. I can't. Look, Rashi. Lo yuchu oid lotzes v'lovi. So yochol shetoshash koichoi. I would think lo yuchal. I can't physically do it. I'm not able. No. Talmud Lomim it says in the pasuk. Zayis abrocha leikos the einoi. His eyes didn't dim. Leinos leichoi. His energy did not get diminished. Not that I can't physically. Any rashoi, Hashem does not give me rishus anymore. She nitla mimeni her rishus, v'nitna Yeshua. The rishus was taken away from me, was given over to Yeshua. Then in the next Rashi, Rashi brings down anoichi hayoyim, hayoyim moli meishnoisei v'yoyim azeh, v'yoyim azeh neiladati, v'yoyim azeh omos. So Rashi turns around the order of the psukim. First it says in the pasuk, "B'mei v'esr shana anoichi hayayim," and then it says, "L'uchal lotzes v'lovei." Rashi first explains "L'uchal oid lotzes v'lovei," and then he says, "B'mei v'esr shana anoichi hayayim." Why did Rashi change it around? So Hagoyin Hagadol Rabban Koyin, he was the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, the Chetzadik Levracha. He said Rashi over here told us a tremendous limud. Rashi told us over here, what is the true cause and what is the true effect? You would say, you attach Barsha, he got old, you know. That was the cause and the effect is that Mimele he can't come and go before Klal Yisrael. So Rashi said, L'chitchila. The first Rashi, he says, is L'yuchal Eini Rashoi. I don't have Rishus. That is the Sivas HaDvarim. Don't be titled in my weakness or my whatever. Right? L'yuchal. The first thing is, HaKadosh Baruch did not give me Rishus. Since he didn't give me rishus, Mamela, today's the last day of my life. It's not the last day of my life because I'm weak. So Rashi's telling us over here, no matter what happens to us in life, no matter what happens, it's all because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geyser that. One might think, Moshe Rabbeinu is old, he can't carry on the leadership of Klal Yisrael anymore. So Rashi tells us over here, Siba, Hashem does not give rishus. The Mesubav is, today's the day that he's going to leave this world. Ozok, Rabaran HaKoyin. Now the question is though, why Taka did Moshe Rabbeinu say it in this order? If it's Taka like Rashi says, well, the nice Moshe Rabbeinu said, it could be that Moshe Rabbeinu mitoich hanova was saying that I can't. He didn't want to make it sound like I bet some could, but Hashem is not. So he said, you know, derech hanova that I'm getting weaker. That he was on a madrega, leinos leichai, that is an incredible madrega. That's because he never got old. Every second he was machadish himself. So when a person in his ruchnius is machadish himself, as Rehutna says, other svarim say, if a person is machadish himself, every single day, it's like the lechem haponim that was lefnei Hashem. If you're lefnei Hashem, you don't get stale and you don't get old and you don't get, you know, moldy, right? Someone that his whole mitzias is lefnei Hashem, and his ruach, his nesham, his l'fnei Hashem, every second of the day, he doesn't get old. Right? So Moshe Rabbeinu could be, he didn't want to say that. So he said, but the emesis, it was only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give him any rishus anymore. Here's a Meridik Hipshat from the Reinus and Aipshitz, Hashem Goinish Hipshat. Hashem Alekecha, who over lefanecha, who Yashmin is Hagoyim Ha'elim lefanecha. Hashem is passing before you. He will destroy all the nations from before you. V'yirishnim, you'll conquer them. Yeshua, who over lefanecha. Yeshua, he is passing before you. So wait a minute. The pasuk says Hashem Alekecha, who over lefanecha. And then Mamish, a few words later, Yeshua, who over lefanecha. So which one is it? Is Hashem passing before you? Or is it Yeshua passing before you? What's the pshat? Second of all, you have to understand, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's havamina? He should be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. He should continue. We know that Ein Shnei Malachim Mishtam Shem B'Kesarecha. And once the time of one king has come, the new king has come, the old one can't be around anymore. So what was the havamina of Moshe Rabbeinu over here to remain if Yeshua's time had come? So Yoni Sinaib, she says, it's a double yadua that there's going to be two Mashiachs. There's going to be a Mashiach ben Yosef, and there's going to be a Mashiach ben David. What's the purpose of both of them? The purpose of both of them is the Mashiach ben Yosef is going to fight against the nations of the world. He's going to fight against the Umas HaOlam. The second Mashiach is Mashiach ben David. He's going to be Isaac in Torah and Ruchnius completely. Right, because a Melech that's Yosef Yomelchama, he doesn't have the time to be Yosef with Torah. So you need a Mashiach ben Yosef to fight against the Goyim. Mashiach ben David, he will be sitting and learning. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was asking for. He said he knew that Yeshua, you know, the hug of the nation was given over to Yeshua. He's going to have to lead Klal Yisrael in battle. So who's going to be the one to lead them in Torah and to be the one that sits and learns? So he was asking, let me be the one that sits and learns. I'll be b'malkim, that what the tachlis of Mashiach ben David is. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him, no. Hashem Alekech Hu Oil V'Lefanech Hu Yashmin Es Kol HaGoyim. Hashem is going to be the one that wages the war. And Memele, Yeshua Yav L'Fanech, he'll be the one, he'll be free to be able to learn Torah and to teach Torah. So the Sefer, I saw this in the Sefer, Mesukim Midvash, it's a leak of the Gevaldik in the very Torah, so the Mechaber of the Sefer, he puts in his egg in a Ha'orah, that Lefidus, he could understand, the Gemara in Megillah, Dav Gimel Amin Aleph says that the Malach came to Yeshua while he was fighting the war. He said, Atol Bois Abasi, right? Yesterday you Mevatel the Karman, and today you Mevatel Torah. You have to understand, like, he's in the middle of fighting a war. How do you have a tain on him for bittul daira? So the positive shot is, yeah, Hashem required of Yeshua that you can't let a war get in the way. And while you're fighting good, during the free hours, that's the simple understanding. But according to this, from Rav Yonis and Ibshis, comes out very good. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one that was fighting the war. So you have no business getting caught up with anything else except for sitting and learning. This was the Taina against Yahushua. It's a very, very nice pshat. The pasuk says, "Lo koyach a sefer haTorah hazeh." Take the sefer Torah, v'samta moysay mitzad orim bris Hashem alekeichem. V'hayir shom bechol le'eid. It'll be there for you for a witness. So the Brisker Rav was nifta. The Brisker Rav was a ketzali v'kodesh levrach, and it was a big hesped. Yeshiva Eitz Chaim. One of the maspidim was Agoyin Rav Zalman Sirotskin, the Lutzker Rav. So he said, a moivik pshat, based on this pasuk. The Medrash tells us that on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, he wrote 13 Sifrei Torah. One Sefer Torah he gave out to each Shevet, and one Sefer Torah was placed either inside the Aron with the Luchos, or there was a shelf on the outside, he put it on the outside. What was the purpose of this Sefer Torah in the Kodesh HaKadosh? It's not going to be used, they're not going to lay in front of it. So what was the purpose of it? He said, in case somebody would come in later generations and take out a Sefer Torah, and he would make a forgery in the Sefer Torah and change something which is written in the Torah. So they would say, let's go and see what the Sefer Torah there inside says. That was never touched by anybody. That was in a muck where nobody can get to it. Let's see if it compares. And right away they'd be able to see if there was a ziyuv, if there was a forgery. So Lutzker Rav said, in every generation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a Sefer Torah, a human Sefer Torah, the Gadol Hador, that has a Messiah from previous generations. What is the right halacha? What is the right hashkofe? What is a gam in the Torah? And that is the one that everybody has to compare themselves to and have to see, do we stand up to his standards? And sometimes it can be beyond what we understand. Of Lamaisi, you know that he is that standard, that everybody has to shtel those two to that standard. Says in this generation, that was the Brisker Rav. He didn't go outside his house. He wasn't the Rosh Yeshiva. He didn't go say drushes. Most of the time he was inside his house. People came to him. But everybody knew that when there's a Shilin, what's the right thing? You knew that he had that Mesayra from Rav Chaim, from the Beis Halevi, from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, from the Vilna Goyen, Dor Acher Dor. He was that Sefer Torah that nobody could lay their hand on and nobody could bribe him. I mean, he was Kulei Emes, and if there was something off, then you knew that the forgery stops right there and you're able to see the forgery. Now, I said, a very nice mice I once saw. There was a Tzioini. He was a religious Jew, but a Tzioini. And he came to Rav Chaim Moiser. And he had a complaint against the Brisker Rav. He said, how come I come to Rav Chaim Moiser? Rav Chaim Moiser is mechabed me, and he's mechabed me, and he speaks to me. And I come to the Brisker Rav, he doesn't want to go in here. He doesn't let me in. I'm not allowed into the Brisker Rav. Why? The Vilna Rav allows me to come in, and the Brisker Rav doesn't allow me to come in. So Rav Chaim Moiser says, Lozon, he says, there's one corner of Emes in the world, and you want to be putting him that covered. One corner of Emes. That doesn't budge. He's saying it Hanova on himself, the Chaim Moiser. But it's interesting. I'll tell you over another thing, very interesting. It's Yadua that there was a famous meeting between Ben Gurion and the Chazon Ish when there was the heated battle of women going to serve Sheirut Lumi, and the Gedolim came out, Yehoreg Val Yavram Amish. Ben Gurion thought that he's making a big compromise. The women don't have to go to the army, but at least serve in public, things. But we knew, Ruach Yisrael Saba, the girls were brought up in Heilig Yishtuber to go out and work in an office with not Fruma. Terrible thing. So he doesn't say, Yehoreg Val Yavar, and the country was mamish. It sounded like a civil war. So Ben Gurion came to speak to the Chazon Ish, where the Chazon Ish made mincemeat out of him in a nice way. Guri was the Shtaymer from the Chazon Ish. So afterwards, Shlomo Lorenz, who was the Nitzig of Agudas Yisrael, and he had Shaykhs to the Gedolim, he told the Chazon Ish that it's proper that when two dignitaries meet, they write each other a letter afterwards to summarize, what was went on at the meeting, what came out, and what maskonas were reached. So it would be proper, Guri is no doubt going to send a letter. The Rebbe should send a letter. So Chazon Ish was masked. So Chazon Ish wrote a letter, and he gave it to Shlomo Lorenz to deliver. So Shlomo Lorenz said it would probably be a good idea if the Brisker Rav would sign on the letter also. Chazon Ish said, the Brisker Rav will never sign on this letter. He said, there's Chanifa in there, and the Brisker Rav is not going to sign on Chanifa. Fine. But the letter was already sealed. So he could not see what kind of Hanifa there was there. Years later, Ben Gurion, when he retired, the Ben Gurion library was opened up with all of his correspondences, and the letter from the Chazon Ish was there. So Shlomo Lorenz, he wanted to read the letter and see what kind of Hanifa there was there. So he got a hold of the letter, he made a copy, and he looks at it, and he looks at it, and he looks at it, and he cannot find a mashahu of Hanifa. So he decided to show it to the Brisker Rav and tell him over the story. And if the Brisker Rav could find any Hanifa there, he'd be interested to know what it is. So he went to the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav read it. He looks at it. He says, the Chazon Ish is given Zera Kluger Yid. He didn't say what the Hanifa was, but the Chazon Ish saw right away that the Brisker Rav, there's a microscopic piece of chanifa there. He said the brisker of his knockers. This letter, Shlomo Rons could not see what it was. I wouldn't Shabbos, everybody. Yeah, but